and the UN are extremely worried about what's happening to civilians in the city. We don't know for sure, but we estimate that there are probably 50,000 civilians that are at extreme risk from airstrikes, from artillery fire. We are also extremely concerned because the people who are in Fallujah, the civilians, they've been under tremendous stress since January, when it became very difficult to leave the city and when very few supplies were able to enter the city. So it's been basically 4.5, almost 5 months since they've had regular supplies of food and regular supplies of medicine. And now on top of that is the military campaign.
And there are reports of Daesh, of ISIL, already using people as human shields against airstrikes, and of men and boys apparently being executed for refusing to fight.
That's exactly right. We were aware, even before the military campaign started, that ISIL was taking civilian populations, families, and moving them to the center of the city and forcing them against their will to go there. It's clear that this is a human shield that they're creating. Obviously, this goes against all of the principles of international humanitarian law. All of the parties of the conflict are obliged to uphold international humanitarian law. And that means that they have to protect civilians, they have to help civilians escape to safety, and they have to make sure that civilians have access to emergency humanitarian and life-saving assistance.
And with fighting now in full swing, is there any real hope of establishing any kind of safe humanitarian corridor for these civilians?
2 months ago, the government of Iraq established 3 humanitarian corridors. What's happening now is that civilian populations are able to call into a call center for the UN. We pass that information on to the National Operations Center. They make contact with families, and they then arrange for the families to get to a mustering point, and tribal fighters working under the umbrella of the Iraqi security forces go in and extract the families and bring them to safety. Now, the Iraqi army and government are doing lots of other very impressive things. They've airdropped a number of what are called safety cards. These are yellow cards. And what happens is somebody picks up a card, and if they present it to Iraqi security forces or at any of the checkpoints, they are guaranteed safe passage.
UNHCR is mobilizing to build 2 new camps near Fallujah, they said today, and they're providing emergency relief to some of the hundreds who've managed to escape. Is there any more that can be done at this stage?
UNHCR is an important part of what, in fact, is quite a large operation. Now, that operation is being led by the government itself. So the government has already built 2 very large camps. I was just there 10 days ago to see the camps. One of the camps has 2,000 tents, and another camp has several thousand tents as well. And that's what the government's been doing. What we're going to be doing on the side of the humanitarians is providing support that complements what the government is doing. Now, in addition to what UNHCR is doing, UNICEF is providing huge amounts of frontline assistance. They're providing water, they're providing sanitation, they're helping to provide protection. You have the World Health Organization that is dispatching mobile health units. UNFPA has a fantastic program where they dispatch teams of specialized consultants and experts who help to identify women and girls that have either been harassed or brutalized or who are in severe stages of trauma. And these teams identify them and start to provide immediate support. There are tens of non-governmental organizations that are providing all kinds of support. So you can see it's a massive effort underway. In addition to that, UNICEF and the World Food Program have pre-positioned literally tens of thousands of what are called rapid response kits.
As humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, I mean, what would be your message to these desperate civilians trapped in Fallujah? Were you able to speak to them?
You know, we want everyone to know that the humanitarian community is advocating very strongly for their protection. You know, the top priority in the war has to be civilian protection, making sure civilians can reach safety. Linked to that, of course, is all of the civilians who are reaching safety need to have access to emergency humanitarian assistance. We're ready for this. We're prepared. We will be there when the families reach safety. We'll be there to help them.